Listen to this. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Snow Show. Welcome back. I am Joseph J. Erdo alongside Eric Reinert. Hey, Eric.
Hey, this song is great because, this is the era where people actually had to sing.
Well, yeah.
Had to have talent.
That's true.
Before auto-tune.
That is very, very true. Of course, from Eddie the Eagle, the movie that we're going to be reviewing in just a moment, You Make My Dreams Come True, Hall and Oates, I believe they're coming back to the Valley as well.
I heard that myself.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll sing this.
Probably.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe bet.
At this point, they're probably just doing all the hits, because I don't think they have a new album out, do they?
Probably not, no. But, yeah, You Make My Dreams Come True from a lot of different movies, but Eddie the Eagle, it's in the trailer for the movie, and it's also in the training sequence in the movie. Again, we'll review it in just a moment. It just opened up yesterday, and that is why today's Breakthrough Entertainment is all about snow. And also, in just a few moments, we'll be speaking with Alan Arborn and Tom Kelly, all about ski jumping, Olympic ski jumping. So that'll be a very exciting segment. And speaking of very exciting segments, this segment and this hour actually is brought to you by Alexander at Alexander's All Care Automotive. Go visit him at 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, Arizona. Again, that's 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, Arizona. His phone number is 602-956-3781. Again, 602-956-3781. That's Alexander at Alexander's All Care Automotive. And of course, if you want to give us a call, you can call us 602-252-1480 or visit us at breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. That's where our Facebook resides, or on KPHX 1480's Facebook as well.
Okay.
Yes, right. Or you can check us out on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. And sometimes during the week, you can check out on Meerkat at Eric Reinert 1 doing some special things, playing the guitar, cooking.
Occasionally, I'll jump on there.
Occasionally. Driving around Cave Creek.
Yeah, giving a little video virtual tour.
Yes. Yeah, little diary there. Okay. Well, speaking of Eddie the Eagle, it just opened up yesterday. I got a chance to see it a couple weeks ago, and I could not wait to talk about it. Eddie the Eagle, of course, earlier, Eric, you said that this kind of sounded like maybe a cartoon, some sort of Disney thing.
Well, when I first heard the title, I was thinking like a Disney Pixar kind of thing.
Right. And I think a lot of people, you hear the title, and in the poster for it, it's a little bit weird. There's Hugh Jackman in a van, and then there's Taron Egerton on the roof of the van, and it's like a goofy looking poster. But there's another poster for it in other countries. In the UK, it's basically a shadow of a ski jumper. And it's got the 80s, 80s Eddie the Eagle, you know, in the 80s text. Because there's some great 80s, of course, soundtrack in this movie. And 80s score. So it definitely feels like an 80s movie. Taron Egerton, who you've seen in I can't remember the name of the movie. That was last year.
Which one?
Taron Egerton was just in a movie last year. The Kingsman. Kingsman, I'm sorry.
Was that any good?
It actually was.
Because I've been trying to get her to watch it, and she won't watch it.
I was reluctant, but it was actually pretty good. I liked it. I liked it. Check it out.
This reminds me of Cool Runnings.
It definitely reminds me of Cool Runnings, and I've seen it, and it is this generation's Cool Runnings. I loved Cool Runnings, so I'm kind of giving away my review there. But Taron Egerton plays an unlikely but courageous British ski jumper who, with the help of a rebellious and charismatic coach played by Hugh Jackman, takes on the establishment and wins the hearts of sports fans around the world by making an improbable and historic showing at the 1988 Calgary Winter Olympics, which coincidentally is also where Cool Runnings took place, right?
If you say so.
It is. Because in the movie, in Eddie the Eagle at one point, they say, attempting to upstage Eddie the Eagle are the Jamaican bobsled team.
So those were happening side by side.
Yes, they were. So it's two really inspirational stories. I wasn't thrilled about seeing the movie at first. Of course, you know, I have to be neutral, but it's sort of just like, okay, another inspirational movie. No, don't know too much about this. And the less you know about this movie, the better, because I was thoroughly surprised. At the press screening, they made us stand up and do this, like, Eddie the Eagle flap, which is what Eddie did in the real, you know, the real story. And you see him in the movie. He excites the crowd after one of his jumps. This is the epitome of inspirational cinema. This is a biographical sports dramedy that is the best movie of the year so far. And it's also a strong contender for one of the best movies of 2016, period. Eric, you're going to love this movie. I guarantee it. The urge to stand up and cheer is overwhelming, is as overwhelming as is the tendency to draw comparisons to your own obstacles that will suddenly seem surmountable, if only to prove people wrong. There is a great scene. Oops. Yeah, I know. My audio is disconnecting here. I rarely get to sit in this seat, you know?
It's good to be the king.
I know. Now I know why Dave's always messing up over here, because it's a little bit crowded with all the wires, I guess. But,
and knobs.
And knobs, yes. Too many knobs. But there's a great scene in this movie where Taron Egerton, so Eddie the Eagle, is giving this speech about, you know, he loves ski jumping. He doesn't want to make a mockery of it. He absolutely loves ski jumping almost as much as he loves proving people wrong. I mean, this is a guy who grew up, his dad told him, no, you're not an athlete, you're never going to be in the Olympics. His friends always picked him, or so-called friends, always picked him last to be on the, you know, kickball teams and all these different things, right? And he, you know,
well, they do make him out to look like a nerd,
right? He is pretty much a nerd, but he also he can't do anything right, but he's a decent skier, you know. So he tries, and yet he tries so hard, and he comes in last, and yet, you know, I don't want to spoil the story for you, but boy, actor Taron Egerton seamlessly disappears into the title character, while director Dexter Fletcher brings ski jumping to very vivid life on the big screen. You know, Eric, never before have I experienced such an explosion of emotions than while watching this gold medal worthy motion picture. I am giving Eddie the Eagle 5 stars. That is considered a breakthrough here at Breakthrough Entertainment. A perfect score. I absolutely loved Eddie the Eagle. I cannot stress enough that you need to see Eddie the Eagle as soon as possible. It is such an amazing movie. Again, the best movie of the year so far, and I believe probably definitely going to be on my best of the year list come at the end of the year. So, and right now, in honor of Eddie the Eagle, we are going to be, let me connect some audio here so that our Meerkat fans can listen as well. And in honor of Eddie the Eagle, we are going to be speaking with some really special guests. We are going to be speaking with, let me get their information, Tom Kelly, Vice President of Communications with USSA, and also Alan Alborn. He currently holds the North American distance record of 221.5 meters. Former ski jumper. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Hey, great to be
here. Good
morning. Yeah, so first of all, tell us, I know that there's more to just being a former ski jumper, Alan. You're also a head of the women's team?
Yeah, that is correct. I manage the women's ski jumping program. I took the team to Sochi here in 2014. And I've been with the program since the spring of 2011, when actually the International Olympic Committee included the ladies in the Winter Olympic Games. So it's been a privilege and an honor to work with them for now, what's going on, 5 years. And I also am the head coach of the Park City Nordic Ski Club, which is our local club here, Nordic Club in Park City, Utah, where we coach young athletes from 6 years and up, ski jumping, Nordic combined, which is ski jumping and cross-country skiing, as well as special cross-country skiing. So very involved in the sport and very passionate about it.
Wow. And I mean, I've got to say, 221.5 meters, I mean, I didn't know very much about ski jumping prior to seeing Eddie the Eagle. I think what was his, I know that he wasn't all that fantastic at it, but what was his maximum jump? Do either of you remember?
Oh, I would think historically, I was looking back at the records in Calgary, and I couldn't find the exact number, but I want to say he's jumped upwards of 80 meters.
Yeah.
I've seen him jump about that distance in training, actually, in Lake Placid years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely he made it quite far in the sport, and you know, from where he had come from, he did very well.
Right, right, yeah, and I mean, not to diminish what he was able to accomplish, because I mean, again, it's an inspirational story, and I don't know, I think I would be negative meters attempting this this sport, because it is an amazing sport, and just so is portrayed so wonderfully. I know, Tom, you've seen the movie. Alan, did you get a chance to see it yesterday?
I sure did. I went to a screening last night. I took my wife and my oldest son, who also is involved in ski jumping, and we very much enjoyed it.
Wow, wow. And I know, Tom, you were telling me about the angles in this movie, just how they represent the and portray ski jumping, never seen before. I mean, that the one when we're seeing Hugh Jackman go down that 90 meters, I mean, wasn't that just breathtaking?
Yeah, it really was. You know, there's two things about the film that I really liked. I'm anxious to hear Alan's opinion on this, too. Number one, it's just a heartwarming story about a kid who's really not that skilled, but he just is passionately engaged in becoming an Olympian, and he achieves that goal. And then the second thing is, just from a sport perspective, this was a producer and a director who really had not experienced the sport before. And as they filmed it from completely different angles and perspectives than really we've ever seen it before. And I think there's 13 different jumps that are in the movie. And I really found watching them as a ski jumping fan for many years really breathtaking to look at how they portrayed the sport.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Alan, any comments on that?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. I was quite astonished with how they portray the jump, you know, especially for the audience to see the perspective of coming down what we call the in run or the ramp before you jump was very realistic. And I found myself reeling back my camera because I actually jumped all of those ski jumps that they showed in the movie. They did an excellent job of showing the audience the perspective of not only coming down the in run, but the starting area, kind of the feel of what it's like, and Taryn or Eddie, you know, did a very amazing job in portraying the nerves and the preparation before the jump, and they did a fantastic job.
Yes, I completely agree. And if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with Alan Alborn and Tom Kelly. They're both helping us celebrate the release of Eddie the Eagle. They're in the ski jumping industry. And, you know, Alan, so you mentioned that you've done all of those jumps, right?
Correct, yeah.
And so what are the different meters? I know 90 is the tallest, right?
Yeah, so back when Eddie was really active in the sport, up mostly around the Calgary Olympics, you know, they called him a 70 and a 90 meter, mm-hmm. Which was a normal Olympic size ski jump and the large hill Olympic ski jump. And now the terms have changed a little bit, but really the hills are fairly similar. They're just a little bit larger, mostly from modernization of the profiles of the hills. They're a little bit flatter actually now due to advances in equipment technology and technique. The athletes can be a little bit more efficient flying, so the hills are actually flatter than they used to be. But the hills that they use in Seefeld, Austria, are pretty modern hills, new hills, and also in Garmisch, Germany, where they were filming kind of where he first walked onto the scene, and then Oberstdorf, Germany, where they actually shot the Calgary Olympic shot, all very modern hills, and anywhere from Garmisch and Oberstdorf, a small hill just to start on for young kids, all the way up to the largest Olympic size hill. So,
wow.
Very fascinating to see the use of the different venues and showing how the progression actually takes place from, you know, hurling yourself off the smallest jump and dealing with defeat and injuries and fear, of course, and then working your way up.
And speaking of injuries, I mean, any stories, any personal stories for you, Alan, in that regard?
Well, unfortunately, I did have a pretty serious knee injury, and it was not on a ski jump. I was alpine skiing a few days, had a few days break a few winters back in 2004, 2005. Went off a kind of a more modern free ride jump, and I didn't have enough speed for it, so I landed actually on a flat area. And, just too much force for my knee. So that really made it hard for me to continue in the sport at a level that I could really be competitive with the best. So due to several circumstances, including that, in 2007, I retired from the sport and immediately started coaching with the club here in Park City, Utah, and have been doing that for almost a decade now. So,
well, that's great. That's great. I mean, and you know, and I love how Hugh Jackman encourages Eddie in the film, and Taron Egerton's character, of course, portraying the real life guy. So, would you say that that's pretty accurate? You know, his. How he tells, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic about certain aspects of taking off and landing, if you know what I mean, right? The
sure.
comical aspects of that. But would you say that's pretty accurate?
Yeah, I say they did a pretty good job. I mean, ski jumping is an extremely unique experience, you know, from letting go of the start at the top to actually coming to a complete stop at the end. You know, there's so many senses coming at you. You know, all your senses are just on overdrive, and specifically, you know, leaving the takeoff of the jump. Every part of your body is telling you that that's not right. But I guess the best part of the sport is that once you overcome that that signal, when you actually do it right, and you know, like they were talking, you extend and fly over the skis. It's an incredible feeling, and I'll never forget the feelings I had, specifically my jump, the 221.5 meters. That jump felt like I was in the air for 10 minutes. Although it was about 8 or 9 seconds, it felt amazing, and I still can imagine the whole jump in my mind. So that feeling that you get from ski jumping is extremely unique and something that I think once a person experiences it, it really hooks them on the sport. And like you saw Eddie, you know, he started flying off the jumps, and he never really had that far of jumps, but just the fact that he overcame his fear and, you know, all the odds and people being against him, just that feeling of flying was enough to keep him going, and really terrific to see someone pursue their dream, even though there's a lot of obstacles ahead of them.
Oh yeah, yeah, and you know, I only snowboard, and I'm barely good at that, and you know, but I know a lot of snow. Well, it's just sports in general. It's about overcoming fear, and the more afraid you are, the more you're gonna fall, the more you're gonna fail, right?
Exactly, and you know, in ski jumping specifically, I guess one thing I like to say about it is, more so than some other sports, the amount of confidence, character building, and courage that it gives the athletes, men and women, is really phenomenal. And like you see with the story of Eddie the Eagle, you know, he was a different guy. He was always different, but he had great character. The amount of confidence he built from what he did in the sport obviously led on to other things in his life. You know, the amount of courage it takes to let go of a start on a bigger jump is, you know, I don't know how to compare it other than, you know, a bungee jumper, for example, waiting to jump off the edge of a bridge. And it takes a special kind of person and a good amount of courage to just let yourself go and trust your instincts and also coaching. And so really phenomenal the way they told the story.
Oh, definitely. I know, Tom, you said that you had got to be involved in a little bit of the marketing of the film or at Sundance or something, right?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. They did a surprise showing of the film at Sundance, the film festival here in Park City, Utah, in January. People in town, it was what they call Townie Tuesday, where they give free tickets to all the people in town to go to a film, but they wouldn't tell them what it was. And I learned through sources that it was going to be the Eddie the Eagle film, and my wife was actually involved in a little guerrilla marketing campaign that day to kind of bring some awareness. It's interesting, the director of the film is really targeting knitters of all groups, for this film, and I think mainly because of Hugh Jackman being in it. There's a few other knitting-type lines in it. So she actually conducted kind of an underground campaign to reach knitters and had some pretty good success with that. But, you know, Alan really explained it very well and what the film represents. And for me, it's a film about a ski jumper, and it's a film about Olympian, but it really goes farther than that. And I think for kids, whether your ambition is to be a ski jumper or to run track and field or to get into skateboarding or whatever it is, it's a story about a young boy that has a goal and who has a dream, and he just pursues that dream without letting anybody or anything get in his way. And he accomplishes that, and it's just great to see it in our sport and to be able to see a film like that that shows how that Olympic dream is kindled in a young boy and how it can manifest itself.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. It extends far beyond sports. I mean, it's even careers in general or whatever you're doing. I mean, just don't give up. And I mean, because there's so much negativity out there, people putting each other down. And I mean, just look what Eddie's able to accomplish in this movie.
Yeah, it really is something. And you know, as with any film like this, you know, there's a bit of cheesiness and there's a bit of over-exaggeration, but that helps to tell the story. And, you know, he always kind of had his mom at his side, but he didn't really have his dad at his side. But ultimately, at the end of the film, everybody comes together in support of Eddie, and as he achieved his dream of becoming an Olympian.
Oh, yeah. I cried at the end. I mean, did either of you?
It was actually emotional for me because my story was fairly similar in the fact that I grew up in Alaska, and my parents were not too aware of ski jumping, and either was I personally until some other things came through in my life. But my father was always the one saying, you know, you need to come home, you need to go to school. Ski jumping is not going to get you, you know, anywhere in a career. And my mom was always a more supportive one. So that part for me really hit home. And also had somewhat of a similar coaching situation where I had a fantastic coach for years. And we parted ways for several different reasons, but I never felt like we kind of set our peace after, you know, almost a decade together. But they really did a fantastic job telling the story of what it really truly is like for a lot of athletes around the world. And it's never easy. There's not an easy road really for anything. So I was really happy with how they told that side of the story as well. From the parental side to the sporting side and all the way up to the Olympics.
Oh, without a doubt. And Alan, before we let you go, is there any way that if anyone out there wants to try ski jumping or you know, interested in possibly doing it themselves, any advice?
Yeah, find your closest hill, you know, whether it's a small alpine hill or if you're lucky enough to live around a Nordic facility. You know, we've only got a few around the country, Lake Placid, obviously. There's several around the Midwest from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. And then, of course, when you come west, Steamboat Springs, Colorado is a great facility. And then where I'm currently sitting is in Park City, Utah, the site of the 2002 Winter Olympic Games. And then even all the way up to Anchorage, Alaska, there's facilities. So main thing is put a pair of skis on, jump off a little bump, and if you like that, keep pursuing it because it can be a pretty fantastic experience throughout life.
Excellent, excellent. Well, again, Tom Kelly and Alan Alborn, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate the release of Eddie the Eagle. Everyone go to ussa.org, that's ussa.org for more information. And any contact information or Twitter or anything for either of you?
Yeah, if you go to utahlympiclegacy.org as well, there's Nordic sport programs and also intro and more information able to find there as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you both for joining us. And, of course, you know this song that's taking us into our break, Jump, Van Halen, from Eddie the Eagle. Have a great rest of your weekend, both of you.
Thanks,
Brett. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Snow Show. Everyone, check out Eddie the Eagle. We'll be right back with our snow.